Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. I have several friends who are alumni of the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. This great institution allows cadets to further their education and earn a commission in our military if they desire, which about one in every three does. Ranked as the number one public college in the South, the Citadel also offers master's degrees, graduate certificates, online or on campus. If you're looking for a bachelor or a master's degree, this just might be the college for you. Check citadel.edu. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, Steve Wilson will share about the great things that helpvet.net does for vets. Then Karen Cataline will contrast socialism with free will. And Autumn Hartpence will discuss vet sports. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's a pleasure to welcome Steve Wilson to the show. HelpVet.net is an amazing resource that can help all veterans get the support they need and deserve. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hi, Colonel. It's a pleasure to actually be with you and speak today about the help of HelpVet.net. Thank you for having me today.
Steve, you didn't serve the military yourself, but you do come from a military family, don't you?
I do. I've got a long list of relatives that have served, going back as far as I know, to World War I, World War II, the conflict over in Vietnam. I have many friends from the Gulf and from Iraq, without a doubt. But my heart goes out to those that have served our country, that are serving our country, and the families that go along with them, and the needs that they've got that the American people sometimes don't really recognize.
Well said. So what attracted you to help vet?
Last year, my mom had passed away. She was older, 93. My wife and I were caretakers for quite a while. And after that happened, getting our estate in order, I was looking for something to bide my time for a couple hours a day. And a friend of mine suggested Help Vet. And when I came, I was very, very impressed with the organization as a whole, their mission, their outlook in respects to our military families and those that are in need throughout the country. Because there are a lot of people out there that are in need, and we're just here to bring that to the forefront and tell whoever we possibly can about it.
Okay. What does Help Vet do? What do they do? How do they do it?
Well, I feel that everyone living in America, Jenny, is a beneficiary of those that have served in the military, who have carried the burden and paid the price of keeping America safe. And considering their sacrifice, Help Vet was formed to connect to those individuals and families and ask, how can we help? HelpVet was founded to help local communities by working hand-in-hand with veterans, with the active military and the families, as well as a variety of local businesses and local and national charities to help address their toughest issues, including, but certainly not limited to, veteran suicides, PTSD, traumatic brain trauma, and the financial responsibilities that they and their families bear.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing HelpVet.net with Steve Wilson. So, Steve, you guys didn't come out and say, hey, we got a lot of solutions for you. You went into the veteran community and said, where do you need help? How can we help?
Absolutely. There's nothing like going directly to the source to find out what their needs are. You know, HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center that is dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed of themselves for the freedoms and ideals and morals that we as Americans hold dear to our hearts, the forgotten heroes of our country, our veterans, our active military, as well as their families.
So this is something nobody has to show up anywhere. They can go online and access Help Vet and get answers to what kind of answers can they get? How to buy stuff?
Well, no, not that. Not only that, but Help Vet provides free information on benefits that are available through VA, federal, state, and local grants, student loans, jobs, apprentice programs, as well as, you know, military and government news that is pertaining to the worldwide community of Americans, veterans, the active military, and their family members. And these resources and information are kept current, being updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So that means if I'm looking for a benefit that I could get from the VA and the Congress is redoing things, Help Vet will stay current. You guys will keep it as current as possible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Help Vet's mission is to provide easy access to the most reliable, up-to-the-minute, comprehensive, and indispensable veteran and military resources available today. they continue to form a network of high-quality local and nationally recognized organizations who offer their professional services as well to all vets, active military, and their families.
Okay, so therefore, if a local company that sold goods or provided services decided to offer a discount or something for veterans, that could be located on helpvet.net?
Oh, without a doubt. HelpVet offers all of people that have served in the military, our veterans, the active military, and families, free of charge, a national network of sponsored local professionals that have been vetted out. They could include attorneys, CPAs, realtors, financial planners, insurance agency, mortgage lenders, even down to healthcare professionals like chiropractors and physical therapists, in-home care specialists, and you know, way too many more categories to list, from acupuncturists to weight loss, with everything in between.
Therefore, you're going out into local communities, and obviously a chiropractor who would meet my needs in southern Michigan wouldn't meet somebody's need in California, so therefore it's personalized to locality too.
Correct, yeah. We certainly encourage all of the people that have served in the military and the families to take advantage of special services and exclusive programs offered to them not only by national organizations, but also local organizations that respect the sacrifices that they've made. It enables these people with their families and friends to live a more balanced, well-informed, better quality of life. Our commitment is to maintain a strong nationwide network of resources, as well as sponsored businesses for all of those who have and who continue to strengthen the backbone of our great country.
Well, it's pretty clear to me that if I'm a vet or a vet family member and I want to learn about this, helpvet.net is the answer. How about if I'm a business person who wants to offer something to veterans in my community or nationally? How would I plug in?
Absolutely. You can certainly go to helpvet.net. Our number and contact information is on the website. Tell us where they're located, what type of business they have, and how they would be willing to help. But we're here for not only the businesses. Our mainstay is to help out the veterans, the active military, and their families to have free access to vital information and resources that affect their lives both economically and socially, as well as a nationwide network of exclusive local businesses from A to Z. We feel that by creating relationships between local businesses, the veteran community, the military, and their families, that we show our support for the over 20 million veterans and countless family members that have sacrificed for the freedoms that we Americans really sometimes take for granted. The tremendous byproduct of community revitalization is realized. As local business grows, so does local economy, supporting the ideals of better schools, better roads, higher property values, and a better quality of life for all Americans. And I think that's what our military stands for.
It is indeed, my friend. So, folks, if you want to be involved or get plugged in any way, helpvet.net. Steve, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for the service to our nation that HelpVet.net does provide and is going to continue to provide. I'm proud to call you a friend. I'm glad that we're partnering together.
Well, amen to that. And, you know, we're all about God, country, and family. And we want to give the respect due to those that are suffering, those that are at the different VAs, those that have lost their limbs, those that have given up their minds, their bodies, and their souls for the freedoms of our country to keep us living in a free society. So I'm so honored, Denny, to be part of the radio show, and I'm so grateful that God would provide this opportunity to get the word out for those that are in need. So if you're a veteran, if you're active military, if you're a family member, then please reach out to HelpVet at helpvet.net, and you can always call us as well with any of your needs or any questions that you might have, and we'll be more than happy to help you to the best of our abilities.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you, brother.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for your service for this country, and God bless America.
Amen. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we'll contrast socialism with free will with Katrina Nadaline. Then we're going to discuss vet sports with Autumn Hartpence. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, I want you to balance on one foot for 2 minutes, then balance on the other foot for 2 minutes. Do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back.
Oh! HelpVet.net is here to help all veterans, active military, and families. HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with their everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, discounted services, or information on retirement benefits, financial resources, and much more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all your needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net. Never forget, never forgotten.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. In the wake of the recent school mass shootings, what should you tell your children? First and foremost is to give them permission to fight back. If they cower beneath a desk and wait their turn for execution, you'll never see them again. Teach your children to live with a warrior mindset and always fight to save their lives. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Karen Cataline. She's going to give us some insights into a very critical and hot topic today, the contrast between socialism and free will. So welcome to the show, Karen.
It's great to be with you, Denny. Thanks for having me.
Folks, if you don't know, Karen's a commentator, a columnist, a talk show host, MA in social work from Columbia, frequent guest host on talk radio. She's a producer of a bunch of stuff, an internet call-in talk show, covering politics, pop culture, some psychology thrown in. That's scary. She writes op-eds, and I've lost track of all the stuff that she does. Her first career was as a professional actress-singer, which I find interesting, and she still lends her operatic voice to singing God Bless America around the United States. So this is quite an interesting lady. So, Karen, you bring quite a background. How did you suddenly decide to take a good hard look at socialism?
Well, I have railed against socialism for a long time. I'm a very unlikely conservative. Jewish, social worker, actress, female, used to live in New York, not a liberal. And never have been. I'm not one of those people that used to be liberal, and now I am not. The whole idea of individual freedom and personal responsibility has resonated with me since I was 11 years old. It could be that I was just a feisty kid, or it could be that in my own life I had to really kind of scrape to develop my own sense of individualism. And once I got older and started getting interested in public policy, which was maybe 25 years ago or so, I saw such an interesting comparison, really, and I still write about it, the difference between socialism and capitalism. To talk about what's going on today, I never thought in a million years that I would see card-carrying socialists come out of the ideological closet and tell people that they're actually socialists. I don't think my parents, may they rest in peace, would ever believe, my father in particular, that such a thing would ever happen, nor that we would have so many of them running for office, who are in agreement with socialist policies that are entirely contradictory to the founding of this country.
Well, I totally agree with what you're saying. And by the way, my mother's a German Jew, so we've got more in common than we thought we did. But socialism, in its purest sense, doesn't work. It's never worked. It's ruined a lot of countries if you do your homework. And we can give all kinds of examples of why it doesn't work, but it doesn't, because the concept is from each according to his ability to each according to his need, which means I don't have to work, but if I have a need, I get stuff. You do have to work, but you only get a little bit. If I have a bigger family, I get more. That's socialism at one aspect, isn't it?
It is one, but we're dealing with, I have heard, and I'm not an economics professor by any means, but I have seen that this is what socialists of today are kind of trying to institute step by step, bit by bit. Actually, it's faster than I ever dreamed. Is kind of a corporatist crony capitalism where they just take the benefits of your labor instead of directing you what you're going to do. And that doesn't mean that that won't happen in the future. They simply let you do the work and they take the profit. Also, they're in bed with corporations who are cronyists and who are too naive, I guess, to realize that eventually they'll be put out of business, just like healthcare companies. They went for the short play, and socialists are playing the long game. I also, you know, I just want to comment about what you said about that it doesn't work. I wouldn't be content, but I would be happier if socialism was just relatively benign. And not only did it not work, but it creates terrible misery, leads to tyranny, can lead to genocide, and has. So it's evil, in my opinion, because a very small number of people have decided that the only reason socialism doesn't work is that they haven't been in charge yet. And it's born of narcissism. It's born of tyranny. And eventually they have to force people to do what they want because not everybody, believe it or not, is going to agree with them.
Whoa, that sounds pretty radical that everybody might not agree with them. I mean, my gosh. This is Colonel Denny Gilliland, Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing socialism versus free will with Karen Cattling. Socialism is about government control of every aspect of your life. And yes, some people say, well, Norway and Sweden, they're socialist. No, they're not. You ask a Norwegian or a Swede if they're a socialist nation, they'll say no. They have socialist aspects in their economy, but they're not socialist nations. So it goes back to the fact that it doesn't work, yet it's being advocated. This is crazy.
Yeah, and it's interesting that the hard left today, and I don't even want to call them the hard left, but the left, calls themselves progressives. Well, socialism progresses. It never stops. We're at a relatively extreme point here in which I would say that they are in the middle stages of imposing socialist policies right now. But they're not going to quit. They never quit. Because that old cliche, which works so well, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So when they get more power, what do they want? More power. Our founders understood that. It wasn't anything against any particular individual. It was their understanding of human nature, that human nature requires checks and balances. And if you look at the socialist policies that the left has instituted just in the last several decades, it's all about centralizing power into the hands of a few, making decisions for other people because, oh, they know best.
There's so many examples, and the most recent one is Venezuela. But just the concept of America was founded by people who wanted freedom of opportunity, not a free ride. And you lose freedom of opportunity when the government's there telling you what you can eat and what kind of health care you have and how much money you can make and what you can make and what you can't make. And I think your whole point in this is it's a conflict between free will and socialism.
Yes, I think that individual free will is the enemy of socialism. And that's proven by the fact that socialists always have to sell their policies deceitfully and with the kind of sugar coating that, I don't know if I should say this, but I will. It's not the same thing. I'm not saying that all leftists are child molesters, But child molesters who have evil intent, what do? They say, hey, you want some candy, little girl? They never say, hey, you know, I'm going to take you away from your parents and that kind of thing. So they have to sell it with what I call the velvet glove. But what people don't realize is by the time they realize what's really going on, there's an iron fist in that velvet glove. And if you don't do what they want, they're going to use that to do a little re-education. And they're already doing that. I mean, they're doing things that are totally contradictory to everything America stands for, not just in policy, but in spirit. Things like punishing people for what they say or what they think. And meanwhile, leftists love to explain away bad behavior and punish people's words. The exact opposite of what our founders intended and what freedom is all about. You're held responsible for your actions. Your words, you have the freedom to say or think anything you want. What does the left want to do? The opposite of that.
Well said, Karen. That hits the nail on the head. I'm going to have you back on because there's so much more of this we need to talk about. But thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your concern for our nation and for your concern for freedom. I'm proud to call you a friend.
Well, thank you, and thank you for yours. We all can do our part, and we have to. We really have to now.
We do indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss vet sports with Autumn Hartpence, and we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen with each arm, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area. I'll be right back.
Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service and back into the workforce. As a veteran-friendly and military-friendly employer, Spartan Nash is committed to hiring, training, and retaining those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Nash and begin your civilian career with us. Learn more at careers.spartannash.com.
Having a loved one at their bedside is a huge part of the healing for our wounded, injured, and ill service members and veterans. The Fisher House provides the housing necessary for that loved one to be there. They've saved military and veterans families an estimated $407 million in out-of-pocket expenses. They also provide the Hero Miles program, using donated frequent flyer miles to bring family to the bedside of injured service members. To hear more about how you can help Fisher House and learn about the Hero Miles program, go to fisherhouse.org today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cleanup crews in Alabama continue to search for survivors of the deadly tornado that ripped through Alabama Sunday. So far, 23 people have died, and Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for missing people.
We're concentrating on specific pockets. The search is not as in a broad spectrum.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says,
we are a tight-knit community of people, and today each of us mourns the loss of life of our fellow Alabamians.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices have been found in London, two near airports and one near a major train station. The packages were found at Waterloo Station and near buildings near Heathrow and London City Airport. One of the bombs did go off near Heathrow Airport, causing a small fire which led to an evacuation. No flights have been canceled, no reports of any injuries, and we'll continue to follow this story. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Troops, welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through Frontlines of Freedom or comment on Facebook. It's a privilege to welcome back to the show Air Force vet Autumn Hartpence. Autumn does a lot of things. Her major thrust right now is vet sports. Glad to have you back aboard, Autumn. Glad you're here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Autumn, give us a quick summary of your time in uniform. You were in over 10 years, weren't you?
I was in 14 years active duty at the Air Force. I traveled all over the country. I started out as a 2W1, which is an aircraft armament, which essentially would be a weapons specialist. And then I switched over to be a manpower analyst, which is kind of like a hybrid between human resources and project management for the Air Force. That went all the way up, doing projects all the way up for the Pentagon, and did some really great things.
Okay. And now, as a veteran, you're doing a lot of things. I want to talk about you're involved in a number of really interesting things, but your primary push right now is vet sports.
Yes, it is.
Talk about what is it, how was it started, what does it do, how does it do it?
So Vet Sports was founded back in 2012 by three combat veterans who wanted to kind of really help veterans who found stability and then kind of replicate the camaraderie that they have that, you know, a lot of veterans miss being out of the military. Because a lot of us kind of find our footing through other organizations, but still want to be a part of something, have purpose. And since that time, they have engaged in various number of sports and kind of grown from there. And I actually joined up with Vet Sports last year and really have put a positive spin on doing great number of just different sports and recreational activities, physical activity, community involvement to really get veterans out there, get them connected, doing things to relieve stress, bring their families together, just a number of great things that we're doing.
So this is an opportunity for vets to get together to, one, be physically active, two, just to fellowship with other vets.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be vets or fellowshipping?
Correct. So our membership consists of veterans, first responders, and family members of veterans because there are first responders and veterans have very similar communities as far as what continuing the service, whether it be their uniform, our uniform type of mentality, but we're both fulfilling the same mission of life. And then, of course, we want the family members to feel included to kind of really have an understanding of their vets and what they went through because we want them to feel supported on and off the field, so to speak. So that's just kind of a great way to really help a veteran transition from military life to civilian life by doing things that are less stressful, having fun, competitive, things that are all the essentials that military members go through when they work as a team, and now kind of replicating that through sports, local level sports, I should say.
Now, we are in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but Vet Sports is not just here, is it?
Correct. We have over 22 different chapters all over the U.S. The state of Michigan alone actually has four chapters. We just came on with a fourth chapter over in Detroit. So here in Grand Rapids, we have one in the Upper Peninsula. We have one in Eastern Michigan, which actually would be Lapeer, Flint area, and then over in Detroit. So we're trying to kind of really grow at this point in time for 2019 to build a lot more chapters and to be in a lot more shapes to help veterans. Because other organizations, their responsibility is to put a veteran on track. Our responsibility is to keep a veteran on track by keeping them connected, keeping them engaged in something no matter what time of the year and doing something fun and not ever feeling that the isolation or like they don't fit or belong, but everybody always belongs.
Sure, because regardless of how long you've been out, you're a vet, and maybe you've got a lot of things going on outside the veteran community.
Correct.
But it's always nice to have something going on in the veteran community when you can use the old slang and you can tell a few stories.
That's a little bit of a misconception. I'll say that from an Air Force perspective because I know that military members like to stay together just because of that. And I think it's important to engage with first responders and family members because as an Air Force personnel, when I'm talking with individuals or Army, they use different nomenclature than I do. So is it really the same kind of language? But I understand a lot better. So trying to get other people to understand who love and care about them, it makes it easier for them when they're going through hard times to feel like they're supported by people who try to understand them versus people who have kind of walked their path in life.
Makes sense. As an aside, since you mentioned first responders, the middle of May is National Police Officer Week. We'll be celebrating that on this show. Police officers are just some of the first responders, but I refer to police officers. They're not our brothers and sisters in arms, but they're our first cousins in valor.
Right.
Because they, firefighters, first responders, put their lives on the line every day to help people they don't even know. So, yes, we absolutely want to recognize and salute first responders. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing vet sports with Autumn Hartpence. Autumn, you're active in a number of other things, too. All seem to be vet-related, I think.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing besides vet sports.
Well, vet sports is really big on partnering up with other organizations because A lot of the veterans that I come across are, you know, yes, they want to play, but there's something else that might be hindering their life, whether it be buying a home and getting their finances together, finding support groups and such like this, and bringing other veterans who might have gone through the same things. It's a great way for our veterans to connect with each other in a non-counseling fashion, where it's very casual, very laid back. They feel comfortable with each other to kind of talk about things that are really weighing down their life. And I'll be honest with you, as adults, it's really hard to make friends because we get so caught up in life, and friends are extremely important. So this is a great way to kind of connect those dots. So partnering up with those other organizations this weekend, in fact, if you guys haven't seen already, for those of you in the local area, that the West Mission Veteran Ranch is putting on an illusionist show up on 3 Mile. It's $20 for veterans, I think. Like, I don't even know the price, so I'll have to look it up. But it's something to help raise money for more veterans, so that way they have a offsite facility they can get off the grid and go hunting, camping, which I think is such a great organization, what they're doing. So we're partnering up with them this week, and just a bunch of others that we're partnering up with as well.
It really does make sense for veteran groups to partner,
absolutely,
to work together.
Our mission's the same.
Yeah. And as long as you're mission-focused and not, well, I have to make sure my organization looks better than that organization.
Yes.
We don't need that. And there's some of that and everything, but that's not part of the noble goal of veterans group. And frankly, they don't have to be just veterans groups, do they?
Absolutely. In my experience, a lot of our best volunteers are actually not veterans. Those are people who wish they had the chance to enlist or want to do something in honor of a veteran or a family member who's veteran. So people in the community who might not have had the chance are very much welcome into our organization, because just because you didn't get to wear the uniform, if you have the heart to serve your community, you have the heart as much as a veteran does.
Veterans and patriots.
Exactly. Yes. And for myself personally, just because I don't serve my country more does not mean I don't serve my community, and kind of keeping that forward, even if I run across people who never served. I want them to have that mentality that they're still providing a service that's bigger than themselves.
You know, and that's a really important point. And folks, wherever you live in the country, in the world, if there are groups that you belong with, listen to what Autumn's talking about. Partner with other groups. Reach out. If you don't have a vet sports organization, how could they contact you to maybe create a vet sports group in their community?
So signing up on our website, it's www.vetsports.org. It's free for a membership. You'll actually get in contact with me directly, and then I'll sign you up on our membership profile, and we can have a conversation from there. If you're looking to just lead a group, lead a team, something that we should start in another state if we have chapters already in your state. So trying to build internal teams so that way my chapter leader isn't doing everything on their own, because we are a volunteer organization. Everybody is a volunteer from our board of directors all the way down the chain. We're just really wanting to kind of give people purpose, because that was one of the day I got out of the military was my first question was like, well, what's my purpose now? And I want to be able to give you that purpose back.
Well, and that's really important. The issue here is not to make vet sports look bigger or better. It's so that you can plug into a group that already has figured out how to do the bureaucratic and other kinds of stuff you have to do and know what works and what doesn't work. So you can just steal it from them and make life a little better for some veterans in your community.
That's essentially what it is. I mean, yes, we are vet sports, but we do things other than sports. We do community involvement. Right now, it's been snowing like crazy, but we get together, we play cornhole, we place cards, we just do things functionally. Vet sports is where it kind of began with, but it has grown so much more into that, to just being its own team family of just a variety of individuals. We are extremely diverse. We have a lot of co-ed teams, so it's a good balance between men and women who have served and not have served, and it's just, you'd be surprised the kind of experiences and the heartfelt stories that have come out of this organization.
I totally believe you. Autumn, thank you. Thank you so much for taking
time. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for taking time to join us. This is fun. I know you'll be back on the show because we're going to be talking about a few other issues in the near future. But thank you for your service to our nation in uniform and now.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate that.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should probably be at 100 pounds by now. Do an even 100 bench presses. You can do them 10 at a time. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs entirely online. Flexible scheduling makes these programs convenient for working professionals. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's granting public college in the South. Online, on your time. Visit citadel.edu/online.
I started going cold turkey, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it.
I do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Joe from Washington, D.C., an Army vet, appreciated the interview with the Israeli officer. He appreciated some insights into the Israeli military.
Joe, Israel is perhaps our only true ally in the world. We do need to understand them and stand with them when appropriate.
Jack, a Coast Guard vet, appreciated the description of the Armed Forces Thanksgiving. He wishes that there was such an event like this in his hometown.
Jack, all it takes is a group of citizens who want to do it. The Grand Rapids group will share their plans and lessons learned. Find some friends and go for it. Troops, this is the time we take to honor the life and service of a veteran who's no longer with us. Harold James Kaufman was born and raised near West Point in Spring Valley, New York. Throughout his youth, Hal was perpetually in motion. During the school year, it was books and sports, and during the summers, it was work. Realizing that he wanted to attend West Point and pursue a military career, Hal transferred to Valley Forge Military Academy for his last 2 years of high school. As a cadet, he was a popular, down-to-earth friend to all. One classmate wrote, quote, "When Hal comes bouncing out of these gray walls, it will be with a hard-earned diploma clenched in his ripcord hand. Skydiving was his amusement, and academics his aversion. Twice a year, he faced the test, but his rugged determination, lubricated with midnight oil, carried him through. In November of 1967, he was a rifle company commander in Vietnam. The battle for Hill 875 was not going well. Three American companies had been fighting hard and had taken heavy losses. Hal organized a tight defensive perimeter with what was left of three companies. They requested water and ammo, but the first three helicopters attempting resupply were shot down. Hal called for close air support and got it. An American fighter bomber passed over and dropped two 500-pound bombs. One hit the enemy just when they were preparing to attack. The second hit Hal's command post, killing Hal and 42 of his men. This friendly fire incident was one of the most serious of the war. After four more days of fighting, the enemy was driven away into Cambodia. Rest in peace, Hal Kaufman. Okay, now it's military history time. Skip, lead out, please.
On 7 March 1847, during the war with Mexico, President Polk decided to attack the heart of Mexico. He sent General Winfield Scott, who landed at Veracruz, and his troops hacked their way to Mexico City, capturing it on this day.
And on 8 March 1854, U.S. Commodore Matthew Perry landed in Yokohama on his second trip to Japan. Within a month, he concluded a treaty with the Japanese.
And on 8 March 1862, during the Civil War, the Confederate ironclad Virginia wreaked havoc on a Yankee squadron off Hampton Roads, Virginia. The CSS Virginia was originally the USS Merrimack, a 40-gun frigate launched in 1855. In early 1860, the ship was decommissioned for extensive repairs at the Gosport Navy Yard in Norfolk, Virginia. It was still there when the war began in April 1861, and Union sailors sank the ship as the yard was evacuated. 6 weeks later, a salvage company raised the ship, and the Confederates began rebuilding it. The project required $172,000 to build an ironclad upon the Merrimack's hull. A new gun deck was added, and an iron canopy was draped over the entire vessel. The Virginia was launched on 17 February, 1862. On 9 March, it steamed from Norfolk toward Union ships guarding the mouth of the James River at Hampton Roads. Rumors of the ironclad had circulated among the Yankee sailors, and now they saw the creation firsthand. They soon wished they hadn't. The Virginia attacked the USS Cumberland, firing several shots into her before ramming the Federal ship and sinking it. The other Union ships fired back, but the shots were, in the words of one observer, having no more effect than peas from a pop gun. 98 shots hit the Virginia, but none did significant damage. The Virginia then attacked the USS Congress, which exploded. The Virginia next ran the USS Minnesota aground before calling it a day. It had been the worst day in U.S. naval history, and it signaled the end of the wooden ship era. But help was on its way. The next day, the Virginia fought the most famous naval duel in history with the USS Monitor, a Union ironclad that fought the Confederate ship to a draw.
Wow. That's all I can say about that battle. And on 7 March 1945, during World War II, the leading tanks of U.S. 3rd Corps reached the Rhine River opposite Remagen and to find that the Ludendorff Bridge there damaged but still standing. Troops were immediately rushed across and a bridgehead was firmly established during the day. Other elements of the U.S. 1st Army completed the capture of Cologne, and units of the 12th U.S. Corps continued to advance rapidly. That same day, Hitler relieved Field Marshal Rundstedt from his post as Commander-in-Chief of the German armies in the West because of our capture of the Remagen Bridge.
On 8 March 1945, Phyllis May Daly received a commission in the U.S. Navy Nurse Corps. She was the first African-American nurse to serve duty in World War II.
And on 8 March 1958, the battleship USS Wisconsin, BB-64, was decommissioned, leaving the Navy without an active battleship for the first time since 1895.
On 8 March 1968, during the Cold War, a Soviet submarine codenamed K-129 sank in the Pacific at a depth of almost 20,000 feet. A U.S. sub, the Halibut, found the Soviet vessel 6 months later and recovered three missiles with nuclear warheads, Soviet code books, and an encryption machine. In 1974, the CIA attempted to recover the sub. A 100-foot section was pulled in by the Glomar Explorer with two nuclear-tipped torpedoes and the bodies of six Russian sailors.
And on 7 March 1994, the U.S. Navy issued its first permanent orders assigning women to regular duty on a combat ship, in this case, the USS Eisenhower. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America time. Take us there, dude.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, dining out one night with his teenage sons, an armed citizen was called on to protect the innocent. In Birmingham, Alabama, the family was leaving a McDonald's at closing time. As the manager was unlocking the door to let him out, a masked man pushed his way into the restaurant and began firing at everyone inside. The attacker's gunfire hit the armed citizen and one of his sons before he pulled his own concealed firearm and shot back. Police and EMS arrived on the scene to take the three individuals to the hospital, where the criminal later died from his injuries.
Thanks, Colonel. This is certainly a harrowing scenario and one that could render many people unable to defend themselves and their family. In a situation like this, where an active shooter has already shot you and a loved one, you are left with no alternative but to return heavy and accurate fire and to do so as quickly as possible. Here are a few observations for your consideration. 1. Closing time is when many shootings like this occur. Always operate at a heightened state of awareness when leaving a building and entering a transitional space like a dimly lit parking lot. Look out the door or window before exiting to make sure it's safe. 2. Return fire immediately. Every time the shooter presses his trigger, someone you love can die. In active shooter scenarios, time is of the essence, as every time you hear a gunshot, someone was just killed or wounded. Get it straight in your own mind that you should not hesitate. When people have already been shot and you are still being shot, you will not get in trouble with the law, so put that idea out of your head. 3, fight through your injuries. No matter how bad your wounds are, even if they are mortal, you have to keep fighting. In this case, he had his family to protect, and the only thing worse than your own death is the death of your loved ones. Keep fighting to the very end and never give up. As long as you are fighting, you are saving innocent lives. And finally, carry a personal trauma kit on your person or inside your car. You never know when you may have to plug a bullet hole in yourself, a loved one, or even a stranger. The kit should include a tourniquet, Israeli bandage, tape, airway tube, rubber gloves, and some quick clot. And get some emergency medical training so you know how to use this equipment. Also learn CPR and basic first aid. This father did a great job engaging the enemy and fighting through his injuries. Because of his courage and quick thinking, innocent lives were saved, and there is one less bad guy harming our families. Get some more training, and you can do the same for your family.
Well said, Skip. Our movie of the month is Thailand Untapped. Please go to frontlinesoffreedom.com, go to the blog to get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and I'd really appreciate your input. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to discuss the Second Amendment with Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation. Then General Arnold Panaro will discuss challenges facing our nation, and Robert Spencer will discuss Omar's anti-Semitism. It's bad for our nation and the world.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Do join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else. On the front lines of freedom, dismissed.
It'd be great to see your windows in a whole new light. Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. Regarding these allegations, AOC tells Fox News,
"There is no violation, so there's no violation."
President Trump plans to visit Alabama Friday after Sunday's deadly tornadoes. Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for those missing.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
At least 23 people have died and around 10 are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The House is expected to vote on a resolution on Wednesday condemning anti-Semitism. This is all in response to comments from Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing alliance to a foreign country. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell tells Fox News this is a complicated issue.
We've all got to take a deep breath and listen to our language and understand how things that are said are not maybe meant as they're interpreted. We got to protect free speech in this country, too. But understand, we are hurting people at times with our language, but we've got to protect everybody's freedom of religion, period.
The parties continue down in New Orleans as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. It marks the end of a celebratory season of events, especially in New Orleans, leading up to the start of Lent tomorrow, when for Catholics it's Ash Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices have been found in London, two near airports and one near a major train station. The packages were found at Waterloo Station and near buildings near Heathrow and London City Airport. One of the bombs did go off near Heathrow Airport, causing a small fire which led to an evacuation. No flights have been canceled, no reports of any injuries, and we'll continue to follow this story. Senator Rob Portman said Tuesday he agrees with President Trump's plan for border security and thinks it's reasonable, but he is not a fan of declaring a national emergency. He explains his position on Fox News.
Well, I'm trying to do two things. One is to support the president on the border. As you know, I support his plan. I think it's reasonable. What he talks about in terms of barriers is exactly what Democrats have voted for in the past, and it funds the top 10 priorities of a border security plan put forward by the experts on the border, a plan, by the way, that Congress has embraced in the last two appropriation cycles. On the other hand, the way the president has chosen to fund part of it through a national emergency, I think is the wrong way to go. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The reason I feel that is for two reasons. One, I think it's going to set a bad precedent. In other words, future presidents would be able to use a national emergency going against the will of Congress for other issues, say the Green New Deal. And second, you know, it's going to get tied up in the courts, which I think everybody acknowledges, and therefore the very funding I want to get down to the border to be able to solve this problem, mm-hmm. to deal with the crisis, which has to do with drugs, which has to do with trafficking, which has to do with illegal immigration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. Regarding these allegations, AOC tells Fox News,
"There is no violation, so there's no violation."
President Trump plans to visit Alabama Friday after Sunday's deadly tornadoes. Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for those missing.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
At least 23 people have died and around 10 are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The House is expected to vote on a resolution on Wednesday condemning anti-Semitism. This is all in response to comments from Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing an alliance to a foreign country. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell tells Fox News this is a complicated issue.
We've all got to take a deep breath and listen to our language and understand how things that are said are not maybe meant as they're interpreted. We got to protect free speech in this country, too. But understand, we are hurting people at times with their language. But we've got to protect everybody's freedom of religion, period.
The parties continue down in New Orleans as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. It marks the end of a celebratory season of events, especially in New Orleans, leading up to the start of Lent tomorrow, when for Catholics it's Ash Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices have been found in London, two near airports and one near a major train station. The packages were found at Waterloo Station and near buildings near Heathrow and London City Airport. One of the bombs did go off near Heathrow Airport, causing a small fire which led to an evacuation. No flights have been canceled, no reports of any injuries, and we'll continue to follow this story. Senator Rob Portman said Tuesday he agrees with President Trump's plan for border security and thinks it's reasonable, but he is not a fan of declaring a national emergency. He explains his position on Fox News.
Well, I'm trying to do two things. One is to support the president on the border. As you know, I support his plan. I think it's reasonable. What he talks about in terms of barriers is exactly what Democrats have voted for in the past. And It funds the top 10 priorities of a border security plan put forward by the experts on the border, a plan, by the way, that Congress has embraced in the last two appropriation cycles. On the other hand, the way the president has chosen to fund part of it through a national emergency, I think is the wrong way to go. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The reason I feel that is for two reasons. One, I think it's going to set a bad precedent. In other words, future presidents would be